evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Andy Finn Show. I'm Andy Finn, the Finn Man, and for the next hour, you're in Finland. And today is Monday, July 23rd, 2007, and a lot is going on in the world, and as always, a lot happened on this day in the world. For example, today is the birthday of Woody Harrelson and Alison Krauss. And Don Imus, does anybody remember Don Imus? He would have been, let's see, 67 today. No, I guess he is 67, but he's dropped off our radar screen. That'll do it. And this is the day in 1984 that Miss America turned in her crown after it was discovered that nude photos of her had appeared in Penthouse magazine. Actually, she got the crown, and then Bob Guccione paid big money to get the photographs, if I remember how this went down. And she was the first to resign her title. And everybody thought, oh, what a scandal. Her career is over. And yet, if you know anything about Vanessa Williams, you know that she not only made a comeback as, I think she was a singer first, or sort of a singer, but she's an actress, and apparently a decent one. And so she actually managed to overcome this. But in any case, beyond that, let's move on to what is happening in the world. So, in the world of movies, everybody expected Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, the sixth movie, I think that's the movie of the sixth book, to be the box office king. It was not. Of course, it's been out a week already, but it's already been passed up by Now I Pronounce You Chuck and Larry, starring Kevin James and Adam Sandler. They pretend to be gay for some financial reason, or I believe. Anyway, Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix did earn $170 million or something in its first week, so that's no slouch. But in the second week, it got beat out. It had $32 million, and I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry had $35 million. And in the world of music, last Friday night, I saw The Police. Now, for those of you who listen to my podcasts at my website, as of tomorrow, I'll have podcasts up, recording I did with John Clark on the Roger Waters tour, one of the most impressive rock concerts I have seen in my 40 years of going to rock concerts. And I just saw the final show in Toronto a week ago, this past weekend, so 9 days ago. Happened to be in Toronto for a speech boot camp, a professional speaking workshop. But an impressive concert. And so John and I talk about it in some detail. And at the end of it, in the last segment, he wanted to talk about other things in music, and he told me he was kicking himself because he just missed a chance to see The Police in Louisville. He lives in Lexington, Kentucky. And I said, what a coincidence. We haven't had a chance to talk about this, but I am going to see The Police Friday night. And, of course, that was last Friday. The Police played Hershey last Friday. They're not playing D.C. They are playing, headlining the Virgin Festival at Pimlico Racetrack in another week or two. But I'm not going up there for an all day of music with all those crazy young people. So I made the trek up to Hershey last Friday night, sans ticket, as always. And it was one of the softest ticket markets in the history of rock. It was sold out, and the tickets were high priced. But yours truly saw Sting and the Boys from the front row, dead center. And I paid less than half of the face value on the ticket. Now, get this on tickets. Now, when you go back and if you hear the Roger Waters podcast that I've got posted, which, by the way, you can get at from six major podcast sites, including iTunes. But also, you can go directly to my website at andyfinn.us. That's A-N-D-Y-F-I-N-N.us. And as of tomorrow, the whole saga of the podcast, I mean, of the Roger Waters show will be up there. But up in Toronto, those were tight tickets. And as the Roger Waters tour went on, the tickets got harder to get, although I always can get tickets at the door for any show. And I spent quite a bit of time describing how aggressive the scalping ring was up there. I never saw anything like it. I was physically threatened. Never had that happen before, and it was happened more than once in Toronto. And I'm a nice guy. But at the police show, the opposite was true. There was no real scalping ring there. The only guy that I could tell was a scalper, that is, had a stack of tickets, was about 60 years old, and I think I could have taken him. But also, you knew the bottoms dropped out of the market when the scalpers are offering the tickets at less than half price the first time they interact with you. So the top price on the tickets for the police was $230. And that doesn't count the auction tickets. So I knew that, there were $230 tickets, $95 tickets, and I guess $50 tickets. And I get up there, and I turn down the scalper. He wants $100 for a $230 ticket in Section 1. Well, it's Section 1, 2, 3 across the front. And in a football stadium, if you're not dead center, you're off to the side. I don't prefer the seats in these sections on the side, sections 7 and 8 on one side and whatever the corresponding sections were on the other side. Off the front corner of the stage is a long ways away at Hershey. It's a football stadium, seats about 30,000. So I walked around saying, who's got a ticket in Section B? And this woman comes up to me and says, my daughter has some tickets in Section B. I go over there, and she's got the first row and the second row. And she bought them on auction. Now, if you don't know about auction tickets, Ticketmaster has started this procedure for certain tours. And the Roger Waters tour did some, but police did it too, where people bid for the best seats, and they bid what they would be willing to pay. Forget the $230 face value. These tickets went for $440. The face value on the ticket I purchased was $440. And so I gave her $150 for it. And when she couldn't sell her other two, I bought those for $100 each for my friend, Chris, and his sister. Unfortunately, Chris, who I always meet in the parking lot on the way in, and he always has his tickets ahead of time, Chris had his cell phone die on him. He didn't recharge it. Or no, I guess he didn't have it with him. No, it died on him, and he didn't have a recharger. So he could not call me back to sit in the second row right behind me. So I ended up unloading those tickets before the show and going in and watching the police from the front row. But a very soft market for tickets. Anyone that would like to see them in Philly, they just announced a show in Philly on, I think, November 14th, which is a Tuesday night, the day after my birthday. And then they're also playing Atlantic City on, I think, Tuesday, November 2nd or something. But a very hot show, well worth seeing, and the ticket market is soft. The prices are so high, people cannot sell the tickets when they're done. So on to the show. I won't spend too much time talking about this, but they opened with Message in a Bottle and then did, about 20 songs. One of the complaints that fans have had about this tour of the police has been that they've rearranged some of the songs. These are not severe rearrangements the way Bob Dylan changes a song so much that you're 30 seconds into it, he starts singing, and you turn to your friend and say, now what song is this? They're very recognizable. And they were so hot. Now, the last time I saw the police was 1982. I saw him at the Checker Dome in St. Louis. And I swore I would never go see him again. And the reason is simply that they only played 70 or 75 minutes. And I just said, you know, what do they think? They're a bar band still? They were charging, you know, at the time what seemed like high prices. I'm sure it was probably $25 or something for a stadium or an arena show. This was a basketball-size arena, the Checker Dome in St. Louis. And they sounded pleasant enough. Sting played stand-up bass part of the time. And he played, if I remember right, I think it was him playing a pretty modern bass without a head on the bass. I could be confusing my concerts. I'd have to go back and see the pictures from 82. But back then, I used to write down the set list at concerts I went to, because friends would say to me, what are you, you know, what'd they play? And I'd say, oh, it was this and this, and I'd get them out of order, and I couldn't remember. So I finally started writing down the set list at concerts I went to. And if I didn't know every song, I asked a fan near me, and they could tell me the name of it. I stopped doing that about 15 years ago because they were available on the internet. By 1992, 93, you could easily find set lists on the internet within 48 hours of a concert. Well, now you can not only find set lists, you can find the concerts themselves. This is what's so amazing about the internet. I also don't try and take a camera in anymore. I was in the front row, and I'm sure people say, "Oh, will say to me, oh, did you take your camera? Did you take pictures?" You don't need to. If I wanted pictures of that performance, I can find those out on the internet within 24 hours. I don't bother with any of this stuff anymore. And the best of all is the actual performance. So today I downloaded through a uTorrent client, and at a uTorrent site, I downloaded a copy of the entire performance I saw at Hershey Stadium Friday night. And I burned six of them to a CD, and as we go to break in a few minutes, we'll listen to a little bit of one of them. But it's really just amazing that we can do that these days, but we can. So the concert itself was so much better than what I remember back in 1982. Now, admittedly, our memories of shows fade over time. In general, though, I put certain shows I saw back in the 60s, 70s, 80s on a pedestal and say, oh, nothing's as good as they were back then. You know, when you listen to my extended discussion of Roger Waters' tour and the contributions he's made to live performance, I go back to the 73 Dark Side of the Moon tour. I saw that tour at a minor league baseball stadium in Jersey City. And so my memories of it are so, they're somewhat vague now, but they are of a fantastic concert because it was my first Pink Floyd concert. So in general, I overestimate old concerts and tend to assume that today's bands can't achieve the same level. Well, that's not the way I remember the Police. They were fine, but they were melodic and pleasant, and they reproduced their songs nicely, and they were soft. And this show at Hershey Saturday night just jammed like crazy. First of all, Sting never picked up an acoustic bass, right? That is a stand-up bass, as he did in the old show in 82. And I think they carried a keyboard player back then, and maybe even singers. And this was just a trio, a power trio, I dare say, because it was high energy. And I can't imagine what some fans might have thought, meaning if they went to see a pleasant little concert and retelling of old Police hits, which are melodic and pleasant, they heard some high energy rock. I was so impressed with these guys. Of course, I saw them from the front row, and that changes your perceptions quite a bit. But it was pretty amazing. And I guess the last thing I'll say about it as we go to break and listen to Da Doo Doo Doo. Well, the second last thing I'll say is that they're not much of a message band, despite Message in a Bottle, because Da Doo Doo Doo, Da 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 Da, that's all they wanted to say to me. But beyond that, the other thing that was strange about the setup was that the woofers, the bass speakers, were on the floor right in front of me, all the way across in front of the audience. They had 3.5-foot square speakers. They had 40 of them on each side raised above the stage. Huge old speakers, because the newer technology is smaller. They had these big old speakers up there. And then they put 30, it was either 28 or 30 bass speakers, woofers, on the ground all the way across the stage, all the way across the front of the stage, in front of the stage, right in front of me. I wasn't 6 feet from these woofers, and they're pounding the bass at us. Now, fortunately, Sting wasn't trying to hit bass notes that really rumble through your diaphragm and through your visceral organs, which some rock concerts do when they hit certain notes. But when the drummer hit those that bass drum, could you feel that? So a very visceral experience from the front row. And when we come back, oh, I think that's probably all I need to say about the Police in concert. When we come back, I will move on to a few other subjects in popular culture and politics.